Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up commenting on Joe's excellent points in her question. So there are two things at issue now. One of them is we're guaranteed a republic. The Republicans will say, well, you voted for the legislature, so that's your input. And the legislature can do whatever it wants. But the legislature, state legislators, are gerrymandered. So in Wisconsin, Democrats may get 53% of the assembly vote and get one third. Instead of 53%, they get 33%, 34% of the assembly. That's not a republic. That's not a republic when that happens. Secondly, there are two other provisions in the Constitution that they're talking about. One of them is on the presidential electors shall be picked at a time, you know, in a manner set out by the legislature. That's because George Washington's up for president in 1788. The British just signed a peace agreement. They attacked us again in the War of 1812. Things were urgent. No one ran against George Washington. There was no presidential election. That was 1788. For the 19th century, we started presidential elections. All through the 19th century, U.S. senators were appointed by the legislature. Then there was a constitutional amendment sparked by Fighting Bob La Follette and the Republican progressives that made them directly elected by the people, and that was 100 years ago. But we've had 200 years now of presidential elections, and what the Supreme Court is saying is we're going to go back to 1788 when there was just George Washington and let Voss decide the elections in this state and people like him elsewhere. That is unconstitutional. That's not a republic. They will take away your ability to vote for president. And if you continue, even if you're a Republican in a gerrymandered district, to vote Republican, you're taking away your right to vote. The other one is just as bad. There is a provision that says when it comes to setting the time, place, and manner of elections, it's up to the state legislature. But then it says, unless the Congress overrules them, unless the Congress decrees differently. So you can say, well, the Congress can do it, but Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. It will take 60 votes, you see? It's not a republic. The North Carolina case that's coming up in October was a case where the North Carolina legislature, as bad as the Wisconsin legislature and gerrymandered themselves for another 10 years. The North Carolina Supreme Court overturned it. And they're conservative, and they said, this is too much. The North Carolina Supreme Court. Now the U.S. Supreme Court looks like they're going to overturn that and say the legislature can do whatever it wants. They haven't thought it out. Can the legislature do, for instance, what they did in Arizona and say there's only one voting site in all of Phoenix with millions of voters? What if they said black people couldn't vote in an election? What if they could say that there are no absentee ballots, forget drop boxes, and the election will be held from 10 in the morning till 12 in the morning, till 12 noon? There's no limit to what they are doing to manipulate. Now I'm going to say something constitutionally that no Republican is going to be able to get me on, and that is this. There is nothing in the Constitution that gives the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule anything. Anything. All of this is BS, including overturning Roe v. Wade. Arguably, they had no authority to even put, they have no authority to do any of this. There was a case, Marbury versus Madison, 200 years ago, and it was a very obscure issue about corporate status, and they objected to the fact that the Congress wanted the Supreme Court to do something. Supreme Court said, we don't have to obey Congress. That's all they said. So yes, they overruled something of Congress by defending themselves. Then in the Dred Scott case in the late 1850s, they said an African-American couldn't be considered a citizen and could go back into slavery, started the Civil War. People didn't put up with that. Let me give you an example. Let us say that the U.S. Supreme Court, which was very conservative when Lincoln came in, had put out a decision that said the South has a right to secede and Lincoln can't send troops. You know what Abraham Lincoln would have done? He would have arrested them. He would have put them in jail. A Maryland court tried to do something like that, not quite as extreme. He ignored them. At some point, the people have to speak. At some point, the people have to speak, and they have to speak right now. And if this illegitimate Supreme Court, and it is illegitimate, because they rammed through the tie-breaking vote in lame duck when they held up Obama's pick for over a year, and if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had just held on for a few more months, it wouldn't have happened. They rammed her through, and if that's what's going to take away everything that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay did, I don't think so. I don't think so. That is where we are right now. This is of the utmost importance. You cannot just sit back and yawn. Got to do something about this. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, man. I want to touch on what you said with the Supreme Court. You know, we don't have a balanced Supreme Court. Judges are supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to look at all the facts. Well, we gerrymandered, or the Republicans gerrymandered the Supreme Court in Wisconsin and national. And if people aren't aware of that, they've lost all their freedom. That's where the freedom begins and ends. And if they don't do anything about it, too bad, so sad, because democracy's over. The Constitution was a great piece of writing, but now it doesn't mean anything. And last but not least, when you run into people on the street, which I do every single day, hey, how's your day? How's it going? Oh, have you seen gas prices? Oh, inflation. Biden's killing us. And then in a nice way, I said, not really. You have to understand why inflation's where it's at. And Biden would like to force the oil companies to lower their prices, which he has the right, but he doesn't do it. I don't know if you know that. And it's amazing how they're so brainwashed by Fox. And a friend of mine was talking that yesterday, and I said, hey, you want to have a good day the next day? Turn off Fox for one day and just look at your life and look how good it is. You're always complaining about something that you think is going to happen. Is these jokers on Fox are terrified of January 6th. If that happens, they're not even going to have a news crew. What are they going to talk about? They want to divert with the border and Hunter and inflation and, oh, my gosh, how Biden is failing. It's all BS, people. They're brainwashing you. So you're right. We've got to stand up and do something now. The midterms are around the corner. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. As usual, terrific. And, yeah, I get back to this. I'll tell you what. It is up to the electorate ultimately, but with gerrymander, that was not anticipated by the Founding Fathers. More to the point, our U.S. Supreme Court is illegitimate. Our U.S. Supreme Court is illegitimate. When that happens, it's a constitutional crisis. That is happening now. They are not honest. They are out to destroy our democracy. Do something about that. Keep that in mind. We're going back to the lines. Daryl of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, Matt. It's an honor to be on your show. And in full transparency to the listeners, I am Daryl Williams. I'm a candidate for the United States Senate. And one of the things I wanted to invite people out to the protest that we're having at WTMJ 4 today at 720 East Capitol. And the reason behind this is it's important. All across this nation, including right here in Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, we've been stressing to our voters the importance of voting and knowing their who's on the ballot and their views so they can make an informed voting decision. But as you know, the WTMJ televised debate is coming up on July the 17th, and there are some criteria that we were not made aware of. Four candidates were made aware of it in May, but the others were not made aware of it until June 21st, with a deadline of trying to meet 5,000 individual contributors to your campaign in less than, I would say, 6 days, because you had the Democratic convention that was taking place. And I don't think most people know that knew that you cannot be a part, according to them, of the televised debate unless you have 5,000 individual contributors to your campaign or 5% in the Marquette poll. And this is despite being on the ballot. And this was new information, and I've been...
Daryl, thanks for calling in. Peter Pekarsky called in, and I want to introduce Daryl Williams, everybody. Daryl Williams is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he has aired the same point that another candidate for the U.S. Senate, Peter Pekarsky, made a little bit on this show, and that is they were excluded from a televised debate. And their position is that as registered candidates, they've gotten their signatures, and that they should have been included. And apparently there is a demonstration today in Milwaukee to uphold that position. I always, Daryl, come down on the side of complete accessibility and transparency. And the people have good ideas. They should be heard. So glad that you're running. Glad that Peter's running. I'm glad that we have citizens that are standing up for our democracy. Daryl, thanks a lot for calling in. I want to hit one other point right now quickly. That is that there are people in the Republican Party that are fighting back against Trump. Believe it or not, in Michigan, Betsy DeVos and Trump are fighting over 8 primaries. So stand by. There's warfare going on all over the place. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. We'll be right back.